हरे कृष्णा। बी मेंटली फिट, नॉट मेंटली फैट। वी ऑल हैव एक्सपीरियंस इधर फ्रॉम आवर सेल्व और फ्रॉम अदर्स ऑफ बीइंग फिजिकली फैट, एंड व्हेन वी आर ओवरवेट, वी आवर सेल्व फील अ बर्डन, यू नो, कैरिंग ऑल द एक्स्ट्रा फ्लैश अराउंड, और टू स्पीक, so not only does it feel a burden for us, but it also is seen by others as not being particularly attractive. And apart from the lack of attractiveness and the sensation of burden, it also, the excess fat that is there in the body often hurts us, often harms us, or all spoils our health. So naturally, when at such times we do exercises and we regulate our diet, by which we can cut off the external extra fat, and then we change from fat to fit. So while this is easily understood for physical fat, but the same applies to mental fat. Now, what do we mean by mental fat? So just as fat is basically normal, it seems to be like flesh, like the rest of the flesh in the body, but it is unnecessary extra flesh that is deposited. So like that, mental fat refers to the unnecessary, extra, unhealthy, burdensome, unattractive thoughts that are there in our mind. Just as when we eat food, the food from our tongue, from our mouth goes into the belly and then it spreads as fat in the body. Similarly, we'll see that from our health, that actually from through the various senses, impressions go into the mind, and they become situated in the mind. And based on the kind of situations that we have, if based on the kind of impressions that we have, we find that sometimes our responses become sluggish. It's like, if there is too many thoughts going on in our mind, if there is too much weight in our body, too much flesh is there, then we can't move about quickly. Similarly, when there are too many thoughts in our body, we are doing in our head, we are doing something and suddenly we get lost. And then people ask, hey, you are wool gathering, what are you doing? So, oh sorry, I got lost. So at that time, we can check and find out. So what happens is, all this extra baggage of thoughts, it becomes like a burden in our head, which distracts us. Or sometimes when there is too much extra fat in our head, in our mind, at that time, we just as a person who is obese may not look particularly attractive. Similarly, a person who has too much in their minds, we say that he's got too much in their minds, and one small thing goes wrong and those people explode. Why? Because that was not the provocation, that was like the trigger. So the provocation, that means that the explosion was not caused by it, but it was triggered by it. So there was already a lot of baggage over there, and that baggage was carried over, and this particular event became a trigger for the explosion. So it's not when person become disproportionately angry over trifles, that's not exactly attractive. So, similarly, if we see further that we are going to be able to recognize that we are at our core souls who are spiritual beings, and we can find happiness in our spiritual essence. This is what the Bhagavad Gita teaches us. And when we recognize this spiritual essence of our beings, then we don't let ourselves be burdened or distracted by mental fat. So, yes, there are going to be a lot of thoughts in our mind, but we become purposeful. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakha yanantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. Bhagavad Gita 2.41 says that we fixed in one thing. That ekeha kurunandana, be determinedly fixed in one thing, and those who are distracted by many things, they are not able to achieve anything. They cannot succeed on the transcendental path, and we can say even on the material path one cannot succeed if one's consciousness is dissipated in too many directions. Therefore, we need to focus on this essential principle that we are at our core spiritual beings. And the Bhagavad Gita, by giving us not only the wisdom that enables us to understand our spiritual identity, but by also giving us the process of yoga by which we can realize our spiritual identity, it enables us to cut off the mental fat. That means that when all these thoughts start burdening us, we are able to put aside, this is not important, this is not important, this is not important, just let me put it aside. And as we keep putting it aside, gradually it gets shed out of our mind. And then we will find that as we keep practicing spirituality, as we practice meditation, as we study Bhagavad Gita, we will over time become mentally fit. Now, so rather than being sluggish or overreactive, we will become sharp and active and proactive, doing things competently and being able to achieve more and more in our lives. And that way we can move forwards in a state not of being mentally fat, but of being mentally fit. Thank you. Hare Krishna.